way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to Coffee with the Mayor. With Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. The Mayor Kurt Dykstra out and about on this 27th day of December. He joins us via the telephone today. Mayor Dykstra, good morning, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year ahead of the time.
Well, thank you, Gary. Likewise to you as well.
And we will be, Brent will be with you next Friday, but my chance to wish you the best of the season. Hopefully all is well with you and your family.
Indeed, yeah. We're out of town for a couple of days, enjoying a little Christmas holiday.
And the thing is, people do need to get out of town, especially high-profile people such as yourself and others that, you just can't be on the job for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when you are in a position of leadership. You got to have some downtime just like anybody else.
Yeah, and you know, actually, it's probably more beneficial for my kids and for Leah. So we're in Chicago for a couple of days doing the post Christmas thing, and doing a lot of walking. And the girls, of course, want to check out the post Christmas sales and all those sorts of things. So it's just fun to fun to be out of town, but it's always good to get back to. And we'll be back later tonight.
We've been running some spots, Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, talking about Windmill Island. We'll play one when we're done with our segment. Looking at trying to generate revenue and generate some funds for the renovation of the island. Yes, the windmill is back up and in display, but the efforts to try to freshen up the island, increase access, continue, and hopefully, for those involved, that effort will become fruition, say, after tulip time the next spring. Work on other items along Windmill Island Gardens could ensue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's broader than just the windmill itself. So you're right, the windmill is back into its former glory, probably better than ever, quite frankly. And other efforts continue. We've had a really good response, I would say, and the efforts continue. But the ultimate goal, obviously, we want to get it done as soon as we can and get the fundraising done as soon as we can. But really, the ultimate goal is in 2015, it'll be the 50th anniversary of the opening of the island. And that really is when we'd love to be able to have some good celebrations out there with everything completed and up and running. So the windmill is fully funded. We've got street organ things fully funded. Carousel is close. The pads are on their way, and they're actually, I'm very pleased with the response that we've gotten to the entire project. And I think that we'll be wrapping the fundraising efforts up, in sort of first quarter of 2014, hopefully. And then you'll see some construction happening out there this summer.
And it's for those who have not. Yeah, many of our listeners, I should say, I don't want to make any generalizations, but many of our listeners have had the opportunity to go to Windmill Island Gardens, and it's more than just as one. There's a lot of things on that island right now that can be augmented once the renovations are complete, and people can be able to access it even more.
Yeah, indeed, and it really is. If you pull back and look at sort of the entirety of the Holland area, it really is pretty much smack dab in the center, and it is this spot that has so many different aspects to it, whether it's the natural beauty, whether it's some of the artifacts that are out there, like the mill or the carousel, has been other kinds of things. Obviously, we enhance it with flowers and plantings, and it's a very beautiful spot to go. But part of this effort also is to not only get the physical space of the island in tip-top shape, but to begin thinking about, or not just begin, but begin implementing, thinking about what the next sort of 50 years of the island look like. And so there have been a group of folks meeting together to understand that, the way the island has been utilized for the past 50 probably isn't going to be sufficient or really beneficial for the community in the next 50. So look for a report coming up probably in early 2014 with some recommendations on how to take the use of the space to a new level as well.
It's Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 28 degrees in Holland at 8:43. I'm Gary Stevens, and chatting with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra. My afternoon news colleague slugged this. The city of Holland has a new friend. The Holland International Friendship Association announced the creation of a friendship city relationship between Holland and Nagahama, Japan, with Mayor Kurt Dykstra and the mayor of Nagahama agreeing to support a friendship city relationship between their respective cities. Tell us a little bit about this arrangement with Nagahama.
Yeah, it is not quite as formal as a sister city relationship. Of course, we've had a wonderful sister city relationship with Querétaro, Mexico, for a number of years. But really, this was driven by people in the outside of government, I would say, saying, you know, we have this wonderful connectivity with the city of Nagahama, and it is in the prefecture, which has a sister city or sister prefecture relationship with the state of Michigan. So it fits in really well with other efforts that the state has been undertaking. But this will largely be driven in terms of what private side folks want to do. And we expect to have some cultural exchange, some educational exchange. We expect to have, you know, probably at some point some delegations from there to here and vice versa. But it is we're taking, I would say, some baby steps in that direction. And we don't want to jump in too fully. Because to do a full-blown sister city relationship well, it takes significant resources, and we don't want at this point to commit to those kinds of resources. And frankly, Nagahama was in the same position. We'd rather take the steps slowly and build the relationship organically, and then see where it goes from there. So it's a pretty exciting thing that we've got these relationships across the world, and down below, if you will, in Mexico, and we really, I think, benefited not just as a city, but really as a whole community from having these connections and contacts around the world.
I would be neglecting my duties, Mayor Kurt Dykstra, if I did not bring up the question of whether or not there might be some animosity still among some of our older citizens who are, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, parts of the greatest generation, those who served in fighting for this country in World War II, especially those who served in the Pacific Theater, and maybe still harboring some ill will toward the land of the rising sun. They might not see this in a very positive light, this development between Holland and Nagahama. They might take a dim view of that. What would you say to those who, let's just say, are still fighting World War II, if not anything else in their own minds?
Well, I'm not going to be in a position to sort of tell them that they're wrong. Obviously, they experienced something that neither of us have experienced, nor do we ever hope to. I would say this, of course, that for 50-plus years, Japan has been an ally of this country. There are strong traditions and strong connections between the U.S., between really Holland, Michigan, and the country of Japan. We've had missionary families, including, John Hesling was in Japan for many, many years, and have had art collections that have been exchanged. And, frankly, as you look at the amount of trade that happens between our countries, even going back 10 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, you would not terribly, it'd be difficult to find, especially in Michigan, Japanese cars being driven on our streets, especially in the state of Michigan. That has certainly loosened up in large measure because, as the old saying goes, I guess time heals all wounds, and maybe not for everyone. But we now have this 50-plus year relationship with the country that is positive and productive, and we're very strong allies. And this, I think, is a significant step locally for us to continue to build on those historic ties between the two countries and regions.
Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, we certainly appreciate your thoughts on a couple of stories that are coming on now and some of the things developing in the Tulip City. Again, wishing you and your family a very safe New Year's holiday, and we look forward to having Brent chat with you next Friday morning on Coffee with the Mayor.
Wonderful. Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra with Coffee with the Mayor, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC.